always a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Got it with Chris Powell. They're working on behalf of all precious metals investors. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be back.
I wonder if we could dive right into this precious metals breakout. We've been talking about it for at least a year now, waiting for this big windup in the markets to unleash its full force, and some market technicians seem to think we might be there.
These prices are ridiculous in the sense of how low they are. They're artificially cheap thanks to the gold cartel and what they've done, and take a look at other assets like art and real estate and what the Dow has done. No matter what happens, that's never allowed to correct. The Bitcoin cryptocurrency is going bonkers, and we're stuck down here at these prices. And it's the pressure building up in them is just enormous, and I would expect some kind of explosion coming sometime this fall, and I think it'll be dramatic, and they've got a long way to go to catch up and be where they should be already.
No, that's exactly what Dr. Stephen Leeb mentioned today on the show. He doesn't even consider the former 2010-2011 highs as resistance. He thinks that we'll be looking at those numbers in the rearview mirror in the coming months and years ahead. Any thoughts?
Well, yeah, we got to get there first, and it makes sense. I believe, as you know, many times we've spoken that I think once silver takes out 21, this is the gold cartel's kryptonite, is going to go bonkers, and it's going to trade like Bitcoin did. As I mentioned once before, you know, it was at the Jeff Berwick's conference the end of January, early February, gold and Bitcoin were the same price, $1,240. And then all of a sudden, you have 8 months later, you get Bitcoin over at 5,000, and we're still up only, $1,000. So we have a long way to go, like I mentioned, and I think it's going to be spectacular. I think the slow move up is just, like we've had in the past, is not going to be there.
You know, as someone who has mined Litecoins and Bitcoins in the past, you know, it does require considerable energy, some technical knowledge and effort, computing power, to mine these cryptos. But in the final analysis, I've also been gold panning. In my college days, we lived near Villa Rica, which translates into the city of riches and wealth. And there were lots of mines back there. Just to find a few nuggets or a few flakes of the yellow metal takes a lot more effort than these interesting digital currencies. So I think you make a good point. I mean, it's time to see the precious metals play catch up. You know, we saw some signs of that in the last couple of weeks in the CRB index, the commodities index, showing real signs of life and support after breaking down for a while. Do you think that we'll see more momentum in the commodities sector, which might bode well for precious metals investors?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, you've got copper up near a three-year high. It's the other day at 315, 316, and yes, they have come to life. And I just can't stress enough how cheap silver is. When you take a look at what a copper price is doing, and you look at where silver is compared to the dollar, to gold, to other base metals now, I mean, it's because of what J.P. Morgan has done to suppress the price, and they're trying to keep that control, but they're going to lose it, and when they do, it's going to be a historic move to the upside.
I think we've talked in the past about 2010. Gold had run higher for several months to new highs in its bull market, actually highs that had never been recorded before, and silver just sat there. We might see a delayed response there, or maybe something different this time. But I certainly agree with you that on a valuation basis, silver probably can't be beat, at least in the precious metals sector. I think you'd agree it probably offers some of the best value there. You know, the gold and silver shares we've just seen the sine waving action now for at least a year for the most part. And then as of the last couple of weeks, big breakouts across the board. Do you expect that theme to persist?
I think, you know, they're just super cheap, and they're going to be into moving sharply higher. I know I follow the HUI more than the XAU, and it's been moving steadily higher. If it takes out 222, it was around 217 the other day, 214 or so today, whatever. And I think when that is taken out, it will complete a massive base, and we'll get some real excitement. You know, today, they've been moving up constantly, but there hasn't been any excitement in the share sector whatsoever. It's just been going up, you know, as a matter of fact, as quietly as I can recall in recent years when we've had some up moves. And so it's good in a way because people are still asleep regarding what I think that they're going to do, and that is all still to come.
The real affinity has continued to be, I think you'd agree, in the tech shares. I mean, we continue to promote, you know, Google, Amazon, Netflix, and others, moving just as sprightly as a lot of our precious metals picks. So as long as there's that competition there, the precious metals will be sort of the sleeping, you know, sector to invest in that just surprises everyone once the primary markets roll over. But obviously a lot of concern with North Korea, issues that are developing there, a lot of tensions. We heard that they ignited a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb underground. This is a concern because it's many, many fold any other nuclear arsenal that's been used in actual warfare. And people are concerned if they ever combine the two, their ICBM technology with their thermonuclear devices, that it could be a threat to not only Japan and Guam and Hawaii, but perhaps the United States, the contiguous United States. Do you think that this is on investors' minds?
Well, I guess it certainly could be, and it's obviously potentially serious. I've never seen these geopolitical things mount to a hill of beans ever. They just, you know, yap at each other and make a lot of comments, and the thing goes away. But maybe this will be a first. Gold has moved up during this North Korean thing, and normally it gives its gains right back again. But I think there's so many other factors that are finally coming into play that are the real reasons gold and silver have been making moves to the upside, and I think they'll be more important. I think, quite frankly, the devastation to the Houston economies and to what's coming here in Florida, it looks, unfortunately, by this Irma hurricane, is liable to create far more problems for markets and so on, and what the United States is going to need to do to spend money and how it could affect the dollar than the North Korean issue.
This is something I've been watching just out of curiosity and out of concern for family in Florida on an almost hourly basis. I mean, Irma, some folks are referring to it as a potential Category 6 hurricane, which, of course, does not exist simply because it defies definition. This looks like a huge potential risk. Obviously, it's hit the Caribbean and soon Cuba, the Keys. But we're also concerned of, you know, Miami. I've been telling people for days now that Harvey will turn out to be the nation's biggest devastation. 100,000 homes at least destroyed and over a million cars, 250,000 people displaced, plus all the pets. This is our largest national tragedy. Maybe 200 mile per hour or higher sustained winds. I think this could wipe entire villages and cities off the map.
If it goes up, it hits Miami and goes up the coast. I mean, I guess they just are ordering evacuation from Broward County in Florida. I mean, it is really is that serious. And this is an issue that, I mean, what is it going to cost to repair this? Where is the money going to coming from? They can't even, the United States Congress can't deal with a debt ceiling and all we're spending money on right now. And I think just part of the reason the dollar's in such trouble. It almost took out 92 today. It's been collapsing. Talk about the perfect storm for the gold and silver markets. You never want it to happen for that kind of reason, but it's here. And unfortunately, all these things that have been so fundamentally bullish for years now that the gold cartel has put to the sidelines are all coming into play. And I think it's going to overpower the bad guys. And we could have, that's why I think we've got some fireworks coming this fall.
Just read in the news that we're looking at the entire state of Florida in a state of emergency, every single county on alert. Now, some meteorologists may be a bit alarmist. They're saying since this is unprecedented, people need to get their minds around the idea that just leaving the coastline may not be sufficient. Because unlike Houston with Harvey, which is primarily a flooding issue due to the plains land estuaries, in Florida, the big issue they'll be facing is horrendous wind. So moving inland because of the size, the girth of Irma, may not be sufficient to protect folks who move in hours or at least miles from the coastline. But any other topicality that I've missed that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Once again, the gold cartel is selling. The gold open interest is exploding. And the silver open interest, which we wanted to come down, had been doing just that. And then just yesterday, it started to move up again. And basically, they're going to have the bad guys, as I call them, get our shortest can be, and the speculators are all moving in. And the norm is for the bad guys then to take the specs out on the downside, and they sell their positions. And we've seen this for years. At some point, we're going to have a commercial signal failure in which all that ends, in which the gold cartel is going to be overpowered because the fundamentals are such are so strong that the physical market goes bananas, and they get taken out on the upside. And that's the only way we're ever going to get the move that Steve Lee was talking about, or I believe is coming. And I do think it's coming, and it's probably going to be caused by some black swan or gray rhino that comes out of nowhere. It most likely will occur when we least expect it. So that's the reason to stay long and be strong in this market, because it's we have a long way to go on the upside.
Bill, when we first started following the Bitcoin ETF, GBTC, less than a year ago, the ETF was around 100. Actually, I think it was 90-ish. Just last week, topped 1,000, and it pulled back a little from that point, and we think we're probably near a good medium-term top. But still, that's a tenfold increase. There were very few opportunities for people thought they were going to time the markets to get on that train once it left the station. And I think that's what you're pointing to here, helping people to realize, look, the stores might be closed by the time this takes off. People could have trouble procuring what they need to protect their families. So it's always wise just to have a good, solid portfolio. Please tell people more about Gata and La Metropole Cafe.
Well, my colleague Chris Powell does a great job at Pergada, and to go to www.gada.org and get on his list. And the Metropole Cafe is now going into my 20th year. People can sign up for a 2-week free trial and see it if it's of interest.
All right, Bill Murphy, we appreciate your thoughts, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.
With stocks hitting new highs, the next sector to fly could be the precious metals. GoldSeek's top industry analyst just uncovered another solid gold opportunity, Silvercorp Metals. Silvercorp's key property is located in China, the largest gold producer in the world. Silvercorp's net income is soaring, up 589%. Production eclipsed guidance by 27.5%, totaling 6.5 million ounces. Mining operations are literally printing silver at only $3.82 per ounce. AISC net byproducts credits for the fiscal year 2017. Sales increased 51% year over year, and cash flow from operations more than doubled to $80 million. Silvercorp continues to set the industry standard with reduced costs, equity appreciation, a solid dividend, and improved free cash flow. Silvercorp is uniquely positioned to capitalize on rising silver, lead, and zinc prices. To learn more about the exceptional opportunity in Silvercorp Inc., direct your web browser to silvercorpmetals.com, ticker symbol SVM in the U.S. and Canada. Remember to treat your portfolio with a core position in Silvercorp Metals.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.